During this week, Westman RCMP received a total of 83 calls for service. Some of these calls include 23 traffic-related files, utter threats, arson, 4 assault, breach of peace, 3 mischief, 2 traffic collisions, 2 frauds and a break and enter. August 20th, Westman RCMP received a call of a 911 hang-up call in the Melita area. Police investigated the matter and determined it was due to a medical emergency. RCMP dispatched an ambulance, and the caller was transported to hospital by EMS. Police received a call to Sioux Valley Dakota Nation for a mischief complaint. The caller stated a known male was in the residence and broke the windows to the house. Police attended. Complainant did not want charges. The male was arrested on outstanding warrants and transported to Verdon RCMP detachment. He was released with a September court date. August 21st. After a call complaining of ongoing yelling coming from a residence in Verdon, RCMP attended the house and learned a domestic assault had occurred. A female was arrested and charged with assault. She was released on an undertaking with a December court date. RCMP received a call of credit card fraud. The caller stated he has incurred over $5,000 on a canceled credit card. RCMP continue to investigate. Another fraud was reported in Verdon. A male claimed to be calling from Bell Canada and the victim provided personal information. He learned that $279 was now missing from his account. Fraud was the complaint again where the victim had been offered a work from home job through Facebook. The victim was given checks to deposit and convert to gift cards but learned after that the checks were fake. Over $2,900 was given by the victim to the scammers. Westman RCMP continue to investigate. August 22nd, police received a call that a complainant was being followed by an erratic driver and was concerned for their safety. RCMP attended the complainant's location and established their safety. Patrols were conducted for the erratic driver, but they were believed to have left the patrol area. August 24th. In yet another report of fraud, a complainant called stating they had sent a large deposit to a company in the USA for a tractor but had since lost contact with the company. RCMP continue to investigate. A vehicle versus moose was reported on the Trans-Canada Highway near Oak Lake. The driver stated there were no injuries. The vehicle was still drivable and the moose was not blocking the roadway. RCMP had Department of Natural Resources conservation officers dispatched to remove the moose. Westman RCMP received a call of a disturbance in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation. RCMP attended and learned two males were intoxicated and causing a disturbance in the house. The two males broke a window and then left. Police then received a report of someone being stabbed. RCMP located both parties. The victim was transported by EMS. Police arrested the second male. It was determined through investigation that the stab injury was caused by breaking the window at the original call location and no assault had taken place. No charges were sought by the complainant. August 25th. A report was received from a third party of an assault in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation and EMS was dispatched. RCMP spoke with the victim. The victim refused to provide any information and requested no further police involvement. Officers stopped 4 vehicles at separate times for speeding. Fines of $299, $351, $351 and $378 were issued to the drivers. Another report was received of a vehicle versus moose collision, this time on Highway 2 near Reston. No injuries but the vehicle was not drivable and was towed from the scene. August 26th. Officers stopped 3 separate vehicles for speeding. Fines of $312, $325 and $338 were issued to the drivers. Police received a report of an assault in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation. RCMP attended and learned a domestic assault had taken place. As a result, a male was arrested for assault and mischief. The male was released on an undertaking with a November court date. Report by CST. Seth Landry.